Аудиозапись номер 37. Exercise 98. Listen to the text for the information on the state emblems. Follow the text in Appendix 1. Text 1. The United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. The state emblem of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland shows the union of its four parts, England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. The emblem was introduced after the union with Scotland in 1603. The shield of the emblem is divided into four parts. There are emblems of England, three lions on a red background, emblem of Scotland, a red lion on a yellow background, and the emblem of Northern Ireland, a yellow harp on a blue background. The two emblems of English lions symbolize the leading role of England in the Union. The shield is supported by two mythic animals, the English lion and the Scottish unicorn. The emblem is headed with a crowned lion, the symbol of power and might. Below the emblem, there are floral symbols of the four parts of the country. Text 2.
The United States of America. The symbol of the country is the bald-headed eagle with its wings spread on a white background. The first Americans chose the eagle as the emblem to symbolize their power. The bald eagle owes its name to the early American colonists. It actually isn't really bald at all, but white-headed. This bird lives only in the USA and Canada. In 1782, Congress selected the bald eagle as the emblem of the newly formed Union to show the courage and might of the nation.
Text 3. The Russian Federation. The Russian national emblem is the golden double-headed eagle with a horseman, St. George, on a shield on the eagle's breast with a red background. Above the two heads of the eagle, there is a historical crown. The first emblem of the double-headed eagle was introduced in 1480 by Grand Prince of Moscow, Ivan III. It was at the time of the establishment of the Russian state system. It symbolized the supreme power and sovereignty of the state. Since then, the double-headed eagle is the main part of the emblem of the country. But now the crown is a symbol of the sovereignty both of the Russian Federation as a whole and of its parts, subjects of the Federation.